Yeah, I see you online now.
I think we're. I see blue.
Yep, we're up.
We're back up again. But yes, anyway,
all right.
And I'm having issues. I can't seem to get into the chat room. But that's
tell me
that's
I'm already light, on it.
I know it's 7 a.m., but I can't see it. But while we can talk about, this, I'll talk with it. I'll talk.
You
about
go ahead.
Club.
Keep talking, and I'll fix what we got going on here.
This is the.
We were talking about.
To be very clear.
Let's back up.
Just went on. We're talking about the. We are in the process of incorporating a leather boys club, the Niagara Regional Boys of Leather.
That's right. That's where
but
we're
one
at.
One thing yeah. I want to make very clear, first of all, up front, and I really do like this term. The first time I ran into it, I was like, huh? What are you talking about? But it's kind of one of those things like switching from fighting for gay rights to fighting for civil rights, which is where I made that change many years ago.
Wait, I'm sorry. Back up. What did you just say?
This term I'm going to switch to is kind of a lot like going from the days when I used to say I fought for gay rights to
right.
now I fight for civil rights.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to make something clear about this organization. And other organizations state this is an organization that's open to males and females, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which I want it to be. But truly, what I want it to be in the term I think we're going to use in our mission statement is we are a non-gender-specific organization
mm-hmm.
for those who consider themselves
uh-huh.
boys. And that doesn't that's irregardless of gender. And I think nowadays you have to use a non-gender-specific term because we have close friends, and I do anyway, and I know Sir does, that are in transition. They're in between at this point.
Yeah.
So they're not gender-specific. They could still be a boy. You don't want to count anybody out.
Well, no.
And that
so
has
when
nothing
we're,
to do
when
with
we're
that.
Using the term... Right, boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
has nothing to do
it's
with.
It's not
sex.
Gender specific.
No, it's not.
I agree.
It's to do with an attitude, a position on where you believe you are in life, which is a submissive, you know, below someone. But that's the kind of stuff we're going to really want to get into more educationally in the organization. One of the things that Master brought to attention, he really wants us to get on to at first. I'm on there twice, but nobody else is in the room now. This
well,
is
I'm
strange.
There. I see
yeah,
you, my boy.
There.
Oh,
they just don't like you right now.
I guess not.
Yeah, your coffee cup came up.
Is we want to talk about things like safety.
Yes.
We're talking about getting somebody in there who can have so we can get certified in first aid, and someone who will be okay and open with us being. I mean, let's face it, the first aid we're talking about is we run into some different situations than most. And
we do.
It would be really nice to do a first aid course and be able to say, what's the best thing that I should do
if
when
my hand gets stuck up the boy's butt?
My friend gets it with a single tail, and mm-hmm. he's got this type of laceration on his back from the single tail. How should I treat that? You know, are you going to go to a regular first aid course and you say, yeah, you know, I was single-tailed. Yeah, whipped me so hard.
Yeah.
No, it's a whip, and he whipped me so hard it cut my skin. How should I treat that? Well, they're going to have somebody down from the police interviewing you because they want to know who's
whipping you.
Or, how did that happen the one time that Master was kind of choking me and he just hit that vein?
Oh, you passed
and
out.
Boom, I passed out and hit the ground like a rock.
Wow.
That was scary in a way. But it was kind of weird in a way. It really was.
It was a little freaky on my side,
and
too.
Then we kind of looked into it and understood how it happened and why. But
I mean, for it to have
but
happened.
How are you going to normally explain that? You can't do that. But that's the kind of things we'll handle, and we'll have somebody there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of issues, and it's to be, my mission or goal is something to be educational, something to help the community. We've talked a lot of things. Part of the charter of being a member is you have to volunteer for something in your community. You have to be some type of an example. I don't care if it's once a month. We don't care.
We're gonna say
it's something
it's,
that helps.
We're gonna
the
have
community.
To have a little bit. We're gonna have to have a minimum. I don't want somebody say, "Well, I went and held up a sign for kids across the street."
Right.
No, like
I know.
It has to be something that's real.
Something that's real, something that makes money. You know, I do a lot of volunteer work because I enjoy it.
You know what? It doesn't have to make money, boy. Neil. If
but
somebody
it doesn't
says
have
to me,
to
I'm going
to
go and volunteer a hospice, then that's I'm okay with that.
I'm going to go, like, in the Buffalo area. I'm going to go work at Benedict House once a week, and I'm going to help with the food server. You know, you can do that. You can go help prepare food for Benedict House. Now, Benedict House is not directly a gay or lesbian organization. their hospice facility, and they happen to house a lot of patients with HIV and AIDS. Go and help. They need help all the time. Yeah. Go help once a week.
Big deal. Do you know how many people are, like, we have a hospice in Toronto, Casey House, which is a great place.
Same
I
type
go
of way, yeah.
Once a month. How many people are there with no family and no friends?
Yep. Just go to go there, visit them, say
read a
hi.
Book, you know, just small talk.
Yeah. Or just go shoot the shit with them. Go for a walk with them, because they can go out and go for walks.
Volunteering has changed. It's no longer about the funds. I'm part of the Imperial Court of Toronto.
Yep.
And one of the reasons why I've stepped away from it, in a sense, is that I got frustrated. They're so busy trying to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we first started over 25 years ago, a lot of groups that we were helping did not have the resource at the time.
Right.
So we were there to help raise money. Mm-hmm. Now the economy is hard. So you do a bar event and you're raising, you know, $200 here, $300 here. To me, it gets annoying. People are tired of walking somewhere and it's like, oh, there's a $5 mm-hmm. donation.
Yeah.
For what? A fucking drag show again? You know, why can you...
We're doing one of those.
Yes, I know.
Hello.
But you got to make it different. The thing is, volunteering, it doesn't have to be about money. Volunteering your time is as important.
Yes.
You know, after Pride, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can be
all
done.
Kinds of stuff.
As a group that you go say, there's 10 of us, we can go and pick up the garbage.
Volunteering for Pride is a big thing. You know,
yeah.
I haven't the last 2 years, because I spent the last 2 years, we've pretty much been at camp during the Pride in Buffalo. I used to do security for them, because you know what? They needed people to help do security, and I did security, and that was a great example of a Leatherman should do that, should help out in that type of area, and they appreciated it. And that was volunteering.
Well, I mean,
it didn't make I wasn't giving money. It was giving your time, and it was still being out there, being an example.
Yes.
Being an example of the community. Being an example of the community that we as gays and lesbians don't get out of hand. Well, why? Because they have people like me not letting them get out of hand.
There's,
you know,
and I mean, it's talking about the group itself too. I mean, we have mentioned it's a non-for-profit organization. So that's the way we're going to be able to, when we have the boys group, is, you know, like, yeah, there's going to be certain amount of dues, there's going to be a certain amount of this,
mm-hmm.
and so the money that we're going to pay to have somebody come in and teach that first aid course.
But there's also going to be organizations we are going to help, and there's going to be goals. We're going to hold events for different organizations that need help.
Yep. And one of the reasons that I've kind of I'm pushing for the not for profit, and I got talking to Dave and Evil about it last night, and the Tartlett twins as well, was if we can go. It's kind of like Sir Mark saying, is if you make a couple $100 a night at the bar, mm-hmm. which is what we do. I mean, yeah it all helps. Okay, it truly does. But if I can put in the same amount of effort and make $2,000 a night, why wouldn't I do that? And that's why I want to do that. When we do these, we are in the process right now of planning our big mm-hmm. two big events, right? And for us to be able to go out and say, you know what, we have taken the time to register ourselves as a non-for-profit. It's fucking just a lot of work to do just that. I mean, it shows that, we're really serious about this. We're not just... And it takes us up a level in my eyes. And if you go to a business and you say, hey, we have a nonprofit, here's our business plan for the event. What are you going to help me with? What are you going to give me?
Yeah, and if they know that every year, one time a year or twice a year, we do two events, and it's a special event. It's big. It's only once a year that you're there going... Yeah. You know, and you know that people are coming in, they're donating $5 or $10 at the door, but there's raffle, there's great prizes and stuff. The entertainment is top-notch.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're going to buy a couple,
night.
Grab
That's
a couple televisions
about.
Maybe, we'll buy a couple flat screens. We've already got one of our prizes is already, two prizes donated. We have that, somebody's making his custom jewelry for the event.
We got a donation
of
from
the chair.
A chair.
And geez, I think somebody might make some bondage equipment and such. Oh, is that Black Line Creations by Boy Neal?
Do you know them?
I think there's a website about that.
Oh,
anyway,
Black Line Creations?
Yes.
Oh,
also, another point, speaking of events, next weekend, we haven't talked about it yet. We've got to get our Facebook page posted, Master.
For
we have, and Burnite. is next Saturday
night.
Holy
shit, it is, isn't it? Next weekend is
our event up there, so we can start liking it and getting people invited.
Yep.
So we hope you guys, all you kinksters and family and everybody that can make it to the bar night.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Boot Black Shane. He's going to be back again.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of cool. I like having the boot black
equipment. Mm-hmm. I wish you could bring the sling there, but no, that's not quite appropriate.
No.
I'd want to be in it.
It's truly not appropriate.
I'd want to be in it then, and that just...
It wouldn't be fair for all the other ones. You're in it all the time.
I would hog it.
You're in it all the time now.
Oh, are you jealous, Sir Mark?
Your birthday's over. That was last night, bitch.
I didn't end up in the sling yesterday at all.
Wow, I think we should have went with that whiny for the Western New York.
The only thing that didn't happen, but anyway.
Yeah, well, actually,
we had a great time. We had too many people here for all that, but it was fun.
There was just too... Well, if Dave hadn't got here so early, I would have taken you for a little ride.
I'm surprised you didn't take Dave for a little ride. He's one of that.
I know. I really, really like Dave. Mm-hmm. I do, but it's just...
It was great, everybody we had.
Yeah, you know, sometimes really things
work out. Yes, you liked a lot of people last night.
Wow, I thought that was going to come up.
Yeah, whatever. So things work out the way they work
This discussion you two are probably going to have after I'm gone and it started last night.
Anyway.
That was crazy a little bit, but we really did have a good time. But next week, are we doing a theme or anything for next? You know, we should do some kind of a theme for our bar night. What's a theme for this month?
What?
A theme. We're gay.
Yeah, we should actually come up
with... Are you serious?
Because people like to come up with
They like to come up with different, like, especially the FetLife Kingsters. It's like, ooh, this is Star Trek night. We're going to all dress like Star Trek. Or this is so-and-so.
I'm not going anymore then.
No, come up with a theme. You're good at that, Sir Mark. What can
it
be?
Okay, well, we're not going to be able to do it this coming because it's Saturday.
We can post it in time.
You have to give them enough. Are you kidding? You have to have enough.
You know what? Why don't we do, actually, you know what? Maybe we should post and do, if they bring, donate something. Bring a can of food.
And who are we going to give it to? Do you have a soup kit or kitchen?
What?
You know what? We can give it to the food pantry. I know there's a food pantry in St. Catharines, and that's where we do the event.
Wait, how is that a theme?
You bring...
Dresses your food?
No, that'll get ugly and sticky.
Really? Let's
think about a quick theme. That'd be real simple for people to do.
It's never simple. You see what some of these people do. It's never simple.
Well, you too, sir. It's just getting you dressed sometimes isn't simple before an event.
That's the point, and I'm wearing normal clothes.
Remember, we're the Black Vest Club.
Oh, that was fucking funny. I just...
The Black Vest and Collar
I know
Club.
You guys are part of some group with your freaking black vests and your mutton chops. That was just awesome.
Mutton chops.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting for work on Tuesday.
That was quite a group there. And then that young kid that with the gauge, hey, dude, man, let me see your gauges. They're pretty hot. And Master's like, huh? What?
This
boy over here keeps hitting on me. Watch
that large one.
He just kept walking, and it was like crazy.
Oh,
that
God.
Big black guy. Yeah, he was weird.
He was making weird eyes at me. And then we're in the bathroom. I was giving
and
you shit.
And he came in.
I was like,
wow, yeah.
And it was, I had said, I gave you shit for something. Freaking Sheila out. And Larry was in the
crazy
stall.
Larry,
and the black guy comes in and he's trying to get in the stall on that. And the boy goes, well, no, I think there's somebody in there. And all she hears is, no, there's nobody here but us ducks. Quack, quack.
So it was Larry.
Coming from under the stall, on the stall. And then we started roughing. Woof, woof. We were whooping at him, and he was quacking. And this black guy's just looking at us like, you guys are fucked.
Yeah.
So then when I went outside to talk to him, he looked down. He went, can I see your boots? I'm like, yeah. He's going, well, it was you under the stall. I was like, oh, fuck. That's kind of good.
We were actually behaved pretty good though last night.
I really did my best not to talk. I did. I just because I just
they were listening to every word we said though. We said anything and he picked it up.
Larry,
he was like,
well, Larry's very good at what he does. He was always
Other guy, Mark, whatever his name was. But
that's why my neck is fucking so sore because I was doing this all. Yeah. I just realized it. Like. I should have turned my chair.
Some were very surprised. They met Sheila for the first time. Sheila is, as
is
we know,
the voice,
Master's ex, but that's the voice of Boy Neil.
The
house of MSM. And everyone, you picture that voice, and you picture like a double D cup.
Well, she does have very large breasts. Sissy's.
She used to. I don't. She's still pretty.
Oh, cool. They're still there. They're still.
What she was wearing last night, they didn't show. But anyway, you picture this.
This hot.
And she's actually very short. She's kind of petite.
Here it is. This is it.
Accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmn.com.
Our own honey badger, and see if it'll go viral.
That's boy.
This
B-O-I
is a honey badger.
Neil.
He's hot.
Look at his loose skin.
Oh, fuck.
Look what he's doing to that snake. He loves snakes. Fuck. Imagine what I could do with that snake.
Well, we didn't really look talk at about him a lot
that
of stuff,
cobra.
Did we?
We talked about a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, we did. We covered
it. It wasn't very specific, and I think it's partially because, I'll be honest,
you're tired, aren't you?
I'm shot.
You look pretty tired.
I'm totally like, you ask me, are you okay? You're kind of, you know, I'm just that tired. I'm like, in the ozone. So I'm out there.
You know, I feel, I'm for, oh, we, yeah, well, I mean, we sat and light in bed and watched a movie, all five of us,
in
one fucking giant bed.
Because you know why? We drank too much coffee today.
Oh, my God, did we ever
drink
coffee?
This morning we pumped the coffee. But we just, it was a great weekend. It really was the best birthday weekend I've had in eons and ages.
Good. And you were all so, not negative on it, you were just...
I'm not a big birthday person, but...
Yeah. Well, you know what, it's, like I said to Sir Mark and to you, is that, you know, we don't... Really, birthdays are one of the only things that we kind of really celebrate that New Year's. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what? Well, when I saw the motherfucking bill, though, that was like, holy...
How much was that place?
$700.
Oh, come on.
It was $700.
You can't be serious.
The tip alone was $100.
$700.
How? What are the, like, a $50 a pitcher?
$35 for two pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that place is really expensive.
You don't want to know how much your drinks were. Like $7.
That's worse than Toronto.
Well, it's a dinner
theater. They
got to
make their money.
That's how they make
their
money.
Exactly.
A bottle of water was $3.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed me the bill. I almost threw up.
You almost threw up. I was like, thank God we know we have a big limit on our visa. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh.
But,
but I got the cash. And
yeah, everybody paid their own, so it's no big deal.
That's good.
You know,
but but you know what's funny, though?
Do you want to talk about this online?
No, yeah, no, no. I just, because we're all friends and stuff, I get that, we get that all the time. Anybody who goes out, and it's one bill. I'm not a big drinker, but... To me, if you're going out with friends and there's a birthday, going there and stuff, you know the tip when there's a big group is going to be X amount of dollars.
Right.
You know, so you always kind of over.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Didn't you write on the.
I think the pup just passed out in the chat room. He must have got to the $700
Didn't you write on the bill, though? I don't give God this much.
Oh,
should I give it to you? Being a comedy shop, we almost should have done that and then put LOL, only joking.
They would have got. They might have got that.
As we covered a couple of weekends
ago.
Oh,
shit. Yep. No, but
that kind of died fast, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you guys have to talk about next week? And one of the things I wanted to, and we didn't. So please, if you can, after, remember Westboro Baptist Church.
I have.
I gave you a link.
I have the link, I think, for that. But we'll talk about
one of the granddaughters.
We talked about that last week a little.
In the fam, but we have tapes. One of the, it was a really wild. It was on Anderson Cooper Live. One of the granddaughters of Westboro Baptist Church did an interview. And it was bad enough, and she was crying, and she's left the church. And she talked about what a cult it really is and all of this. And all from her youth, and you can't blame her. She really believed in her heart she was doing a good thing when they were protesting these funerals and protesting the shootings and all this. And you got, and I can respect that. I was in a cult. You're brainwashed. I mean, you really believe you're doing good. But then they had one of the parents of one of the soldiers that was that died in Afghanistan, and their church protested the funeral, and it was so sad. And it's something to listen to, and you catch that in the second half.
Well, they did talk. Oh, yeah. You know what? We got to go to break.
Yeah, we got to go to break. I'm going to be heading back over. I got to call all my family in Wisconsin. When I get there, they're blowing my phone up. So
right.
We shall see you all next week or online everywhere. And I'm ready to pass out.
All right. I don't. Yeah, really. Hopefully we're going to be back right after the break. If our internet stays constant, we should be good. Yes.
Sorry about that, guys. It might happen. So if we happen to go, well,
woof.
All right.
Send us a message.
Here we go.
Oh my God, you're playing.